Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Each one of our next three guests describe themselves as creatrix. We're going to find out what that means in a moment and what that has to do with putting on a series of Monday gatherings. This is going to be happening starting Monday, June 6th, and running throughout the month of June. Billed as an urban retreat, an event that brings together storytelling, yoga, fine dining. Sounds like a heck of a combination. And joining us now to tell us about it are Lindsay Bloom from Ok Bay Yoga, Ames Villanueva Alf from Black Moon Coven, Conjured Kitchen, and so much other great food that we've had through the years, and Bridget Boland, owner of Modern Muse. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming on.
Andy,
hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing? Great to see you. And great to see you too, Lindsay.
To you.
Yeah.
Hi, Andy.
And Bridget is also on, I believe. Don't hear Bridget.
We want to hear you, Bridget.
There we go. Ah, hit that mute button.
The mute button.
Hi, Andy. Nice to meet you.
We love Zoom so much. Well, Zoom does enable us to do these things, but we have that mute button. But let's talk about this a little bit. This is really sounds like such a cool idea, an urban retreat. And Lindsay, maybe I'll just throw it to you first. Just tell me a little bit about what's happening, what the general concept is of the retreat.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, well, first of all, we're so excited. Ames and I are both yoga teachers, and Bridget at Ok Bay Yoga. So this is a really fun new collaboration. And what's really cool is, like, you know, having been somebody that's been doing yoga in Juneau for the last 20 years, oftentimes if we want to do like a retreat or one of those like really nice package deals, we have to leave town. And it's like, if you have kids and jobs and whatever, it's really tough to do. And so this is so exciting because you can sort of like have that retreat and all the like support and magic that you get from that. And not only just like one weekend thing, but we get to do it all month in June and bring in all these different sort of vibes and flavors from Ames and Bridget, and then just the magic that is Ok Bay Yoga.
Yeah, well, let's talk. Well, just very quickly, let's talk about Ok Bay Yoga. I just went by the Forbidden Peak Brewery the other day, and I saw, what's this beautiful new yoga space?
Oh, thank you. I know, and people are sort of like, I'm like, no, we're in the building that the brewery's in, but we're next to it, you know? So if you want to find us, we're in the same building. Yeah, we just opened 2 weeks ago. We're so excited to be here and so grateful for the really warm reception we've gotten. And so we've got classes going 7 days a week. We've got about 13 different people teaching throughout the week, and we'd love to have you come and check us out. Some of our classes are hot yoga, some of them are yin, which is like colder temperature, and then everything in between. Again, we're so honored to be bringing Bridget to Juno for a good chunk of time this summer as our teacher in residence.
Well, Amy, I'll talk to you in a minute about the amazing food stuff, but Bridget.
Yeah.
But Bridget, let's talk about you coming into Juno. So tell me about that journey. How did you get in here, and what's your schedule look like while you're here in Juno?
Well, it's looking busier and busier as the minutes go by, and I'm just so thrilled and excited because this this urban retreat really was Lindsay's brainchild, and I love how this woman dreams. She's right on a par with how I like to concoct big adventures in my life. So we started talking a few months ago about me coming to town. I had always had Alaska on my bucket list as a place to visit, and I've never been. So this is sort of a best of all possible worlds in my mind. I get
very
to
cool.
come and visit and also contribute to the community and support Lindsay with her business.
Well, that's great. All right. Well, yeah. Are you here yet? Or when do you get to town?
I come in on June 5th.
Okay.
I'm in town until July 8th. We'll be running the workshop series for 4 Mondays. And it really is, I think, the perfect sort of combination of feeding the mind, body, and soul. Being able to have that yoga time and then have great food that Ames is going to provide, and then the soul for the food for the soul and for the mind with the writing too is, I think, really important right now. I've noticed after COVID, anybody who has had an idea that they wanted to write a book has moved that up to the top of their bucket list.
Yeah, right.
And so the time is right, everybody. If you have a book in you, now is the time to have that book.
Yeah, exactly.
Create that book.
Ames, let's talk about Ames. You're a yoga instructor, but also, of course, we maybe know you best for the amazing food we've had that you've prepared for us through the years. And Black Moon Coven, of course, is rocking along and doing great work. Tell me a little bit about the involvement you're going to bring to the month.
Well, let's see. So I've been starting these things called food subscriptions since I opened Black Moon, and this is like going to be a really great introduction to other people about it. But being super intentional with the movement and the synergy you're getting, especially with having food that's super intentional, to add that on top, we'll be doing.
Can you tell me that when you say intentional food, what do you mean by that? Intentional food, and how does that become a dish?
Oh, I love it. Okay, so I mean, everybody that's going to be a part of this seminar has those intentions of freeing the mind, letting your body listen to itself. And then with the food, it's very much about what is going to aid in all of that. And so the whole being intentional part is getting the plant-based stuff in, also not ignoring the protein, and just being able to sit with what you're eating, what you've just digested physically on the mat, psychologically, and then kind of co-create that trifecta of using these skills and then kind of honing in on it.
That's cool. Yeah. And
this is brilliant, actually, because this is what I teach my writing my coaching clients as well, is how to nourish their bodies in a way that really will literally and metaphorically feed their writing life. So I'm just so thrilled that Ames has that same sort of sensibility, and the energy that the food is going to provide will really elevate the writing process and the creative process.
It is interesting to link the physical part of what you're doing in yoga with then what you're intaking, and then also what you're outputting with creativity.
Well, if we think of yoga as like that sense of creating higher awareness, right? We're going to create a deeper awareness of relationship of really everything we do is interconnected. And so this is a beautiful sort of a combination of that trio.
I have to see your dog, by the way. Can I see that dog?
Do you want to see it?
I just see the ears.
Looking at your bear on your shirt, and this is my little bear. We call him the cub. This is Niblet.
Okay, it doesn't make for good radio, but I just had to see that on Zoom.
He's a little Yorkie for people who are listening.
I just saw his ears. Yeah. I couldn't tell what he was. But but that's great. Well, Lindsay, I think
my
Lindsay,
co-pilot.
What do you think about, how does that work into your philosophy with what you're trying to do with the studio?
Yeah. Perfect question, and any of my yoga students around town who might be listening have heard me say this like 1,000 times, but you know, when we come onto the yoga mat, one of my favorite things to say is the first thing we do is start to become aware of our breath, and I say switch out of your habitual way of breathing, that just like being on autopilot, it's just something that's automatically happening, we're not putting any thought into it, and breathe in a way that's intentional. And breathe in a way where you're like actually consciously feeding oxygen to your body and like nourishing yourself with your breath, right? And I just hear that woven in so much to what Ames and Bridget are saying. We nourish ourselves with everything we do, all of our relationships, how we interact with the world around us, the media we choose to consume or not consume. These are all like components of what we're taking in and having to digest and then filter and decide what are nuggets of wisdom we're going to keep and hold on to and write out on the page versus what we're going to let go of. And it's all just a beautiful practice, whether it's, you know, through caring for our bodies, through preparing food to nourish other people, teaching yoga, doing yoga.
It's cool to hear you describe that, because I've taken yoga classes and, you know, I hear the breathe in. And it works, right? You breathe in, you breathe out. Like, you can feel it in your heart rate. But I'm not necessarily thinking about the burrito I had, you know, for lunch. You know what I mean? Like, I don't – it completely makes sense, though. It is – that's what's making up your body, the intake of the things you're taking in.
Really?
And the physical activity that you're doing and all that. So it's really very interesting to hear you talk about that in a way that kind of connects everything together and then connects it with the output of the creativity that you do.
Well, and writing is such a, for many people at least, it's a very mental activity, or the way we've been taught it, particularly as kids, is we make it this sort of like above the neck thing that happens just in our brains and our heads. And that's the beauty of like both the yoga practice and really good, clean, high energy or high frequency food, is it can help you write in a more embodied way. Because when we're writing, what we want to portray to our readers is a visceral experience. We want them to feel what we experienced or what our characters have experienced. That's really hard to do if you're just in your head. So using the yoga and the food will really support getting below the neck and into the body, and the writing will really shift and change. So I'll be really excited to see what people find in terms of what shifts or changes for them as they add these lifestyle pieces into their writing work.
Ames, what's on the menu, Ames? I was going to ask you, or go ahead and don't let me interrupt.
I like that Bridget said that, and it's like it goes hand in hand with, like, you know, everything that we put in our body either feeds into the disease or heals it, right? And it's like being conscientious of that and knowing that, you know, just like every body on the mat, like it's not like a one size fits all thing. And I think that by catering to the food that's going to be happening, it's like we have our bone broth, we have our healthy proteins, whatever they decide to have, and then looking at this plant-based thing, because I think that a lot of people think that when it's plant-based, it has to be completely vegan, and it's actually like 2/3 of your plate just has to be plants, grains. And it's like, you can do this. It's not, you know, just kind of getting those misconceptions too. And
so tell me specifically, I want to know just some highlights maybe. What's on the menu? What are some of the things that you're thinking about is going to be? Have you thought it through yet, or is it meticulously planned out?
Okay, that's what I thought. It's turning. So I'm going to offer offer fish for sure if people want to stick with fish, and do some very clean, like, proteins. And then we're going to go into, there's going to be a lot of, like, garlic and ginger, like, fresh. We have our vampire Caesar that's going to, like, kick it off.
Garlicky.
So much garlic.
Yeah, yes. Uh-huh. I get it.
Yeah, and then we do like our infused waters. It'll always interchange. There'll always be a fruit and some sort of herb in it. And then, so you get your salad, you get your bone broth, you get your infused water, and then you get your bowl, like a Buddha bowl. So it'll interchange every Monday, and it'll be based specifically on what each person that is doing the seminar is going to have. So Lindsay might have pork in hers, and Bridget might have a bunch of tofu. I'll probably have chicken or something.
Yeah,
so everybody gets their own thing.
Yeah, very cool.
Doesn't that sound good?
One day a week. Ames is cooking, so it sounds amazing.
On. You don't have to cook or do dishes. You get to hang out with super high vibe people and be creative and write.
It sounds totally great.
So your body gets a workout.
Let's talk about the kind of particulars of it. So it's happening every Monday, right? Starting June 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be, I think it's like a 2.5-hour thing. So 5:30, we'll come in. We'll start with just like let go of your day, do a yoga practice. It'll be an hour-long practice, and then we'll have time to just eat and take in whatever magic Ames has created and provided, and then Bridget will lead us through writing exercises and prompting, and Bridget will need to say more about that, but that's kind of how it's going to go. It's going to be out at Octa Yoga.
Yeah, starts at 5:30, goes to about 8 or so, and it starts off with the yogas. Is what you start with the yoga. Then you get the meal, and then you talk about writing and think about how to work in the creativity of the writing.
And it's, to be clear, it's an intro to yoga class. So the four classes are going to be like, if you have never gotten on a yoga mat before in your life, we want you. So come to that first class. We're going to teach you how to do the yoga breathing. We're going to teach you how to sit comfortably on a yoga mat, just really starting with the basics. And then each class, there'll be a little bit more.
Well,
and it's for all levels of writing as well. You don't have to be a seasoned writer or a quote-unquote professional. Anybody who has an interest in writing and wants to have a space to explore the creative process in is welcome.
Well, it sounds like a great June ahead. Again, it's the Urban Retreat, and it's happening starting June 6th, goes to June 27th. Four Mondays there. It starts at 5:30, goes to about 8 o'clock or so. there's yoga, there's delicious food, and there's really interesting discussions and creative writing exercises happening. And sounds like a great creative endeavor you guys are going to take on in June. Thanks so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, Andy.
Andy, we didn't mention the price, so I'm going to get it out really quick. But there is an early bird special. So if you sign up by June 1st, you get it. You can come for $300. It's going to go up to $350 after that. And scholarships are available, and we're really into that. So don't be shy about hitting us up about all the different pricing.
And how can people sign up, Lindsay?
AkbeYoga.com.
AkbeYoga.com, and that's the place to sign up. That's Lindsay Bloom. Yep. She's the owner of Akbay Yoga. Ames Villanueva, Alf, the owner of Black Moon Coven and Conjure Kitchen, and also Bridget Boland, who's the owner of Modern Muse, is going to come and be doing the workshop portion that talks about creative writing. Thanks to all of you for joining me. Really appreciate it.
Bye. Thanks, Andy.
Great to see you.
Take care.
Okay.